It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. A story now of an environmental struggle in Alabama that came to a head this week in Washington, D.C. The Arrowhead Landfill opened up next to Uniontown, Alabama, in 2007. 2 years later, trains began arriving, bringing in more than 4 million tons of toxic coal ash more than 300 miles from Kingston, Tennessee.
I grew up in the area, and a lot of people just, you know, they say, well, I got sick this way, and I've noticed a lot of health issues has changed. Kidney problems, heart problems, asthma, all kinds of problems.
Esther Calhoun is president of Black Belt Citizens for Health and Justice. They're a grassroots group that organized against the landfill. Uniontown, Alabama is more than 90% African American. And in 2013, Esther Calhoun and the other residents of Uniontown filed a complaint with the EPA, arguing that the Alabama Department of Environmental Management violated their civil rights by allowing the landfill to be built so close to Uniontown. But this week, the EPA dismissed that complaint, saying they'd found insufficient evidence that the Alabama Environment Department violated the civil rights of the residents of Uniontown. Ms. Calhoun disagrees, and she has health problems of her own that she suspects could be caused by the coal ash.
I have neuropathy, and also I have sleeping disorder. I noticed a lot of that happened to my health since the landfill has been in a lot of environmental justice is in our community.
Now, you appealed to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, saying that what the Alabama Department of Environmental Management did here, allowing this dumping, violated the civil rights of the people in Uniontown. Why is this a civil rights violation in your view?
You know, you see the community, black community, poor community, all the one that's targeted. Only thing you have to do is look at the history of EPA and the history of black community, poor community. These things happen in these communities. And we don't have anyone to protect us, not the state nor the federal government.
Well, the EPA has said they don't have sufficient evidence to conclude that this is a civil rights violation in Uniontown, in your town. Ms. Calhoun, what are your next steps?
Oh, we're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep telling. We give them evidence. Evidence of saying, look at our health. How can we get data when you live in a poor area? You look at, okay, how can we get our water tested? Where are we going to get the money from? You know, it's so many things that we have to struggle to get the evidence. You know, like right now, I believe that we have testing of our water, that we have lead, we have arsenic in our water. So where did that come from? Did it just drop out the sky?
Now, you talk about evidence. Is the state testing the water? Is anybody sending a scientific team to Uniontown to get to the bottom of this first question I asked you, which is coal ash causing health problems in Uniontown? Is anybody looking at it?
We have in different colleges coming here testing the water and doing different things. UAH came in and tested different. Ms. Dobbins came out and tested. You know, my thing is, who's protecting who? EPA, you seem like, okay, this is down here. Why aren't y'all providing testing? Okay, we're complaining. Why aren't anybody helping us? They should be protecting us. That's what EPA said, Environmental Protection Agency. But they're not protecting us. They protect rich neighborhoods. Why about us? What about the poor people? What about the black people? We are human beings, too. We have human rights, too. That's where it starts at. You know, if they do their work, we wouldn't have a problem. I think investigate. If there's a problem? And when we give evidence, okay, come and see if the evidence is true. Send your specialist down here and see if there's health problems or whatever else. But they're not doing that. They're not doing that. They're just taking, okay, y'all don't have evidence. Come have a testing done yourself. Come do a data to see how people's health has changed and what their problems are. Help us solve this problem.
Ms. Calhoun, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Esther Calhoun is president of Black Belt Citizens for Health and Justice.
Want to bring The Takeaway with you on the go? Subscribe to The Takeaway as a podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.